This horrendous idea sounds preposterous, but the science is there, and the bell did exist. No wonder certain powerful persons would go to any lengths to obtain or conceal such knowledge. Just such attempts began in the closing days of World War II, as the victors sought to learn the secrets of Nazi super-science. It is clear that certain members of the American military were keen to learn Nazi secrets, as shown by this portion of a 1945 letter from Major General Hugh Knurr to Lieutenant General Karl Spetz, the commander of the U.S. Strategic Air Forces in Europe. Occupation of German scientific and industrial establishments has revealed the fact that we have been alarmingly backward in many fields of research. If we do not take this opportunity to seize the apparatus and the brains that developed it and put the combination back to work promptly, we will remain several years behind while we attempt to cover a field already exploited. Consider the rush into Czechoslovakia by General George S. Patton's Third Army, even as the European War wound to a close. The madcap, and some would say militarily and politically indefensible, Allied dash away from Berlin and to south-central Germany and Prague are consistent with American knowledge at some very high level of Kammler's SS Sonderkommando Black Projects and Secret Weapons Empire, wrote Farrell. Vernon Bowen, whose 1950s-era book on UFOs was classified by the U.S. government, relates how one of Patton's officers, Colonel Charles H. Reed, organized the escape of the Lipizzan horses from the Spanish riding school at the end of the war, an event memorialized in the 1963 Disney film Miracle of the White Stallions. Bowen noted that Reed saved the horses while on his mission of persuading the head of German intelligence to turn over to the U.S. the many truckloads of documents buried on the Czech-Austrian border, documents which are still secret today. Could these documents have been Kammler's technology files? The Allies' rejection of SS Chief Himmler's last-minute offer to surrender may not have been due to the frantic attempts of a desperate mass murderer to avoid his inevitable fate, as described by mainstream historians, but instead because Himmler had lost real control over the exotic technology. After all, Himmler was too high-profile a person to be allowed to live on after the war. He reportedly committed suicide by taking a poison capsule on May 23, 1945, after being caught trying to sneak through British lines disguised as a German army private.